93.7 River Classic Rock, redefined with Foo Fighters. Dog and Joe's show, and I hate to bring you down on Lick Us a Win Wednesday, but some more news about Chester Bennington. Took his own life last week on the 20th, lead singer of Linkin Park. The dude had just bought a brand new house, big house, 4,000 square foot house, $2.5 million. Bought this house 2 months before he hanged himself, and he bought the house. The house closed 8 days after Chris Cornell's suicide.
Oh, jeez.
Beautiful house in Palos Verdes, $2.5 million, five bedroom, four bath. All he wanted to do was put his family in a family home. It had a big backyard, spa, pool, outdoor decks. It had all these special nooks and all these different floors for, like, game rooms. And what it was a rock star version of the Brady Bunch house. Beautiful house. And great neighborhood, great public schools. All he wanted to do is kind of settle down with his family, according to his family. And the bandmates say that's all he wanted. He was buying this place so he could be kind of a dad and hang with his family, and there was not one thing that alluded to or showed them he might have been suicidal.
Same thing with Chris Cornell.
That's the same thing.
Is really weird.
And then it just happens. Something clicked, something went off, and whatever happened, I don't know if it was a medication reaction, I don't know. But everybody's just baffled by this because he set his family up at this big house to get on with his life and do this family thing, you know, this Leave It to Beaver lifestyle that he wanted, and then he's out.
When you suffer from, like, lifelong depression,
yeah,
and I don't, maybe someone who suffers from that could tell us, because I don't know, but when you have that throughout your life and you're on and you're off drugs and you're getting sober, you're relapsing, aren't you kind of always on the verge of it? I mean, because when they say there's no sign, I think to myself, well, they talked about him never getting over what happened to him as a kid.
Yeah. You know,
how Chris Cornell was back and forth and battling with his drug addiction, mm-hmm. and they always seem sad to me. So that I would think it could happen any time.
Yeah, I don't think they ever shake it. There was, I guess, probably days when they could deal with it better, but it was probably always there.
Because it doesn't go away. Once you have depression, you can, you know, do things to make it easier to live life, but it never ever goes away.
So it's just sad to see the house and the family. Everyone was all excited. Just 2 months before he committed suicide, he bought this beautiful brand new home. So on to better and brighter stuff. Yeah, Lick Us Win Wednesday coming. We'll do it after the Stones. It's 93.7 The River.